Shalom Rabbi Yisai, we are going to be giving a series of shiurim as a follow-up from our series of shiurim that we gave regarding the rayas, that the mirex trunculus is the chilas and tchilas. In this series, we're going to be responding to a series given by a Talmud Chacham from Lakewood, Rav Mordechai Hirschfeld, who gave a series of shiurim, a very large, a thorough series of shiurim, 67 shiurim, on Cassius against the mirex trunculus. So that this series is going to be a response to that. Just to share a few stories which brought me to these shiurim and brought the idea of giving a response series was three stories. The first story was it happened to me in my kollel. I was discussing tchilas with a certain rav in the learns of my Beis Medrash. And we're handling minyachutim according to the Rambam, Shitas Rambam. And as I was discussing with him the Indian, so somebody overhears the word tchilas and starts screaming at me that it's a mishigas, it's a tchilas, it is no rayas, it's all kashas. And I asked him, what's his issue? Where did he get this information from? Where did he learn about tchilas from? And he told me that he's heard the series of shiurim, Rav Mordechai Hirschfeld's shiurim, and it's takeh from the shiurim, he hears the kashas and the shtarka kashas, and there's no way that the mirex trunculus is a chilas and a tchilas. So I sat down with him, we discussed it for around an hour, and I asked him to say, tell me over the kashas, what are his kashas? And I answered all the kashas, and I brought him one raya that the mirex was a chilas, and asked him to respond to the raya, and he couldn't respond, he was moide, that it's a raya that he doesn't have an answer for. And Taka is an eye-opener for him. And Taka saw that, no, the mirex trunculus does seem to be the chilas and tchilas. So that was my first encounter with these shiurim. The second time, I was in Lakewood by my parents for Yom Tov, and it was Simchas Torah, and I was in shul with my talis, which has tchilas on it. And somebody noticed it and came over to me and started chepering me about it. And I asked him, what does he know about tchilas? And he told me, he's listened to Rav Mordechai Hirschfeld's shiurim. So I asked him, what's your most first kasha in this year? So he couldn't really remember any kashas. He mentioned one ha'ara, which I answered very easily, but it wasn't the kashas, it wasn't that would seem to have been the mold for his approach to tchilas. It was more the hergish, the feeling, that the mirex trunculus is not the chilas and tchilas from listening to the shiur. And then the third instance where I came across his shiurim was when my brother-in-law started wearing tchilas, and the Rebbe and his yeshiva started hacking him about it. And he's also telling him that this is not it, it's a baloney. So, and he told my brother-in-law, go listen to these shiurim, the Rebbe Hirschfeld shiurim. And I don't think he himself listened to the shiurim, but he knew that there was a series of shiurim, which were bavust, that were misnaget to the mirex, and that taka was the answer to the mirex tchilas. So I decided to give a series of shiurim for those that are intellectually feel like these kashas, that the kashas in these shiurim are shtaka kashas against the mirex. So the shiurim will respond to that and answer why these kashas are not kashas, and taka the rayas are good rayas. That the mirex is a chilas and tchilas. The second TLS is for the people who don't really know, aren't involved in the sichlius, that the kashas, what are the kashas on a logical level? It's more the emotional point of view from the shiurim that these shiurim sound very convincing that the mirex is not the chilas and tchilas. So for that we have the response to show how there's nothing really emotionally there to think that to feel that the mirex is not the chilas and tchilas. And for the third group of people that didn't ever even listen to the shiurim, they just know that there are these shiurim, so the tales will be that they will now know that there's also a response series to these shiurim. But before we begin, there are a few hakdamas necessary. The first is to know that this series is not a series on rayas to the mirex. We're going to hear rayas throughout the series, but this is a series of kashas. Normally, when you approach a sugya, you first hear the Stodim, the Rayas, and then Nachman, then you listen to the Kashis, and then you hear the Tzritzim on the Kashis. Over here, it's starting a little bit the wrong way. We're starting from the Kashis. So anybody who wants to hear the Rayas is advised to listen to the other series of Shirim, which is available on tchilas.org. But this series is a series of Kashis with the Tzritzim on the Kashis. A second point is that for the listeners, that since it's a vikuach, there are two stadim here, that it's kedai for whoever's listening to have a shikul hadas in the matter and not just to swallow everything, not what Rabbi Hirschel says, not what I say, not to just to swallow everything whole and just whatever sounds better. The Adam is encouraged to think about it, think about the kashis, think about the tritzim, think if the tritzim answer the kashis, but not just to take everything hook, line, and sinker. If anybody has any kashis, any questions, anybody wants any sources, they can email me, ysm13351@gmail.com. I don't necessarily get to look at my emails all the time, but every so often I'll look at it, and I could respond, you know, no shibudim, but I'll try to respond when I can. And now we are going to start by listening to Rabbi Hirschfeld's introduction, Shirim to Tcheles, his first two Shirim, and then we'll start to discuss it.